on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz, the repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still isn't done so in a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
JD2AIT, good evening, Bob.
JD2AIT, Jeff, how are you doing? I hope you had a marvelous Christmas.
Good evening, JD2AIT. Yeah, had a nice Christmas. I hope you did too, and I love having a green Christmas. Yeah, we had a busy day yesterday. My wife had to work at the ER, so we got up at 4:30 to give Christmas so she could, you know, be there with the kids and wrapping the presents, and then we managed to fall back asleep for a little while, but we had the family coming over yesterday, so we had a party there, and that went on till, oh, I don't know, 9 or 10 o'clock, somewhere in there, and a long day. I'm still kind of tired today, but otherwise, you know, we got to see everybody and we wanted to see you at a good time. So, I won't be here tomorrow night to do the net, so if anybody wants to pick that up, feel free to do so. We got something going on here at the house. Can't run the net, sorry. So, other than that, not a lot else to report. This is KD2AIT and Merry Christmas to you, Bob.
Very good, Jeff. I'm glad you had a good family reunion and get all those presents opened up, and much to everyone's surprise, more than likely. And just makes for a wonderful holiday, and a little snow wouldn't have been bad, maybe, you know, half inch or inch or so just to make it white. But, you know, sometimes you just got to have the green one once in a while. So, okay, well, you have a good evening, and enjoy tomorrow, and I'll cover that, no problem at all. So, anyway, 73's Jeff to you and your family, and everyone have a good time. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
WATU.
Evening, John, W-A-2-U. What's new down your way? I hope you had a good Christmas.
W-A-2-U, good evening to you, Bob and Jeff and a multitude of listeners, and all is well here. Except Kathy's not feeling up to, Park came down with some sort of bug or something. I guess it's that time of the year for that, but so she's resting. But we had a nice Christmas, got a low key, stayed right here, and if I remember correctly, the weather was awesome. It's been great for the last few days anyway. So had some company stop in on Christmas Eve, and that was nice. Spent some time with them, and let's see, do a whole lot today. Well, I did reorganized the shop out here and moved a few things and put some chairs that we use outside downstairs and straighten up the foyer and move some of the gym equipment. Coming on January 15th is the carpeting, so I had to get some of the equipment out of the way. And took my time doing that, so moved the elliptical and the weight machine and a number of other things. So kind of spring cleaning in December. You find things that when you first move in, that you wonder if you're going to need it or you've lost it, and you find it. So that's what we did. I found a little cap that went on the airdyne and on the handlebars. So, well, I took that room apart. I had somebody else here over here looking, maybe places I didn't think of, and the other day I was out moving stuff around, and there it was, right on the floor. It was funny. They put all that flooring down and the stuff we were to put the carpeting on, and there it was. I was going to have to get a hold of company and see if I could get a cap. That was kind of neat, how that surfaced. But yeah, I was just moving stuff around and made a lot more room out in the shop. Got to move some of the Rubbermaid containers. Now, when you move, you practically own stock of that company. I don't know how many we had, but too many. So put those downstairs. And so all is good. All is good. Looking forward to the next week. Maybe we'll get into camp. A few people that have the week off and will join us. So weather should hold up for that. Hope everyone has a great evening and the rest of the week on WATU BackConnect.
All right, John. Well, it sounds like you're at least got a good head start on getting everything pretty well wrapped up. I'm sure you got a lot more work to go to have everything the way you want. But as far as looking for stuff you lost, I know that feeling. Well, I'll tell you what, there are times I look for things I sat down an hour ago, and I look and look and don't find it. And when I get disgusted with that and start looking for something else, guess what? Was sitting right in front of me. Kind of like that old story, you can't see the forest for the trees. But that's just the way of it. So anyway, I hope you have a good evening. Hope Kathy's feeling better, and I hope you had a good Christmas. 73, you have an excellent evening. This is N5ALW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, I had a good day. I went out and I got a couple of things done outside and more or less picked up. And some of the droppings from Luke. He certainly can make quite a deposit here and there. So anyway, that got taken care of, and then I took him down the road and let him run, and of course he goes after those squirrels and thinks he can climb trees, but he doesn't quite do it. And it wears him down a little bit, and that's good. He comes home panting, and then he lays down and sleeps a while, drinks a half a bucket of water, and then comes around and lays by one of us just to keep us company. Good dog. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. A bit cooler today, and, I just relaxed inside and took in the day and a few other things and got a couple little research projects done on the computer. Had a cable amplifier go. Created a problem on when I isolated what it was doing cable by cable, I finally got to the point where that was the problem. So anyway, I'm on a search for that and found one and got it ordered and should have it towards the end of the week, hopefully. Well, we are at the end of the week. Lose track of my days. So I think maybe probably in the middle of next week I should have it. It'll clear up any snowiness we have in the picture. Okay, with all that nonsense, I'll make another call. Anyone would like to check in with us? This is N5ALW. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
you with a comment.
Get up, Kevin.
A comment, info, whatever. I was just thinking you had a good old RG6U, the real heavy stuff, but pay a little bit more for it, but it does make a difference at the frequencies, I guess. So, anyways, I think that's what you were talking about, but I don't know if anyone on the net or listening gets outdoor life. I get that, and I was going through the December stuff. I selectively read. I don't read everything. There's some stuff that I just skip over, but on page 84 of the December issue, there's an individual, I don't remember how it's titled, but he set a new world's record shotgun as far as clay targets were concerned. And I actually had to look at it twice to believe that what the number was, how many he went through within an hour. It was like 4,000 or some really, he had a whole team of people that were helping him, and you discharge a gun and then throw it down on this padded area and grab another one, but it was kind of remarkable. He did it at night, so they're a little bit different twist, but still quite an interesting thing that have. Page 84 in the December issue of Outdoor Life, WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, yeah, I didn't do it myself, but I got watching one of those contests years ago, and when you had said that in the number of quantities that he had done, I recall that man doing the same thing. He must have had, well, there was a team there loading them, but he had at least a half a dozen or more that I recall loaded shotguns ready to go, and he'd run one out, set it down, grab another one, and go on, and ran through quite a few consecutive. Nothing in the numbers that you came up with, but I'll tell you what, it was impressive. So, yeah, that's quite interesting to watch, really. Glad he made the record on it. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank John down in Hinckley, Jeff, for checking in this evening. Hope everyone had a fine Christmas. Happy 3 to all. And 5 AOW clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome, of course. After the tail drops, stations come in, please. This is KA2000Z for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. Stations coming up with.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack, and Merry Christmas.
N5AOW, hello, Bob. And I hope you had a good day. The whole weekend, actually. Of course, you know, when you're retired, the weekend is the same as every other day, I guess. Anyways, thanks for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Bob, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated, as always. 7-3s, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.